I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, a guy was sentenced to prison on Friday. 16 years in prison, according to the Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office. And they got him in there for attempted first-degree murder. And it all went down over a bad drug deal. Some gunfire erupted at a local mall. An Aurora man got into some gunfire over a bogus marijuana deal that involved broccoli instead of weed. On March 16th, 2016...
Not like parsley, but broccoli.
Broccoli.
Okay.
This dude named Sababu Evans, 26, was sentenced to 16 years. And on the 16th, March 16th of 2016, a drug dealer named Tercel Davis went to... He went by the street name 22 Jump Street. So we got a drug dealer named 22 Jump Street and some other dude named Sababu Evans. Well, the drug dealer, he accepted $10,000 for some weed. That's a lot of weed, $10,000. But Davis substituted it, broccoli, for the pot. The buyers didn't realize they'd been ripped off until they drove off and realized they had $10,000 worth of broccoli. Well, they, undeterred, they decided to arrange another meeting under a different name, hoping to either get their money back or this time hopefully get some legitimate marijuana. So Davis again met the buyers the next night at 7:30 in a parking lot outside the food court at the Town Center Mall in Aurora. And the pair came back packed with more broccoli. So the argument breaks out. 11 shots are fired. One guy gets hit in the torso. And the next thing you know, the guy's, you know, attempted murder. And the guy's going to court and all that stuff. He got 16 years in prison for selling twice $10,000 worth of broccoli in a huge pot deal. Gone wrong.
He was trying to fool him with the broccoli. Looks like. Pot?
If you're handing over $10,000, aren't you going to, like, check it out first and realize that, no, this is all broccoli, believe it or not.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These are the calls coming into the authorities out on Whidbey Island. Let's begin Sunday, June 25th, 1:20 p.m., Beeksma Drive. A 911 caller says they just found some lady's teeth. Sunday, June 25th, 2:16 p.m., Lorland Drive. A woman called 911 to say she's getting harassing texts from her mother-in-law. Sunday, June 25th, 9:12 p.m., Highway 20 Business. A report of a confused woman locked inside a store after hours. Monday, June 26th, 2:50 p.m., Barrington Drive. A woman called 911 to complain about people who don't like her and then call the police about her. Monday, June 26th, 8:44 p.m., Eli Street. There's a guy who won't stop yelling at himself.
At himself.
And finally, Saturday, June 24th, 6:13 p.m., Bayshore Drive. There's a truck full of screaming drunks.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.